Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Monsoon season in Nepal has brought deep destruction. Find out how you can be praying. Then, the Lighthouse brings the truth of God's Word to people struggling with technology addictions. We'll unpack that story for you in just a moment. But first, monsoon rains inundate Nepal, triggering landslides and widespread flooding. Now, Nepal endures a rainy season every year, but this year's deluge looks a little different. Chitri with A3 says,
the rain was delayed this year, and people are really struggling. Farmers were planting rice, but suddenly the heavy rain poured in Nepal. 17 people already died, and I'm not sure how many will be because this is the beginning of the rain this year.
A3 is training pastors and church leaders in Kathmandu this week, but
some of them may not able to come to the session this time because the roads are no transportation available right now.
One pastor is walking 5 hours to reach a nearby city where he hopes to catch a bus to Kathmandu. If a bus isn't available, he'll have to walk 5 hours back home. Ask God to protect Christian leaders who are trying to attend the A3 training session.
Please pray for those who are struggling because of the flood. Some of them lost their house. Some of them, their house were damaged. Their economical situation will be affected.
Formerly known as Asian Access, A3 develops and empowers Christian leadership networks in strategic regions like South Asia. There's more at our website. Next, caution or confidence? Which is your response when an opportunity comes to speak about Christ? For minority evangelical believers in Russia's Republic of Dagestan, they have the same choice between fear or faith. But for them, the cultural stakes are high. Eric Mock with Slava Gospel Association says,
one challenge, especially in southern Russia, for evangelical believers, they are seen as set apart from Russian Orthodoxy.
In many ways in society, evangelical believers are rejected because of their differences. A second challenge is that the form of Islam in Dagestan is conservative. To conservative Muslims, people who worship Jesus as the Son of God are blaspheming Allah and deserve to die. This makes it dangerous, though not impossible, for Christians to share their faith.
The persecution that they face is similar to what we will see in the days ahead. That persecution is inner and then external. As they hold fast to the gospel, they face isolation, loneliness, despair, and even depression as they face life really ostracized in their community.
These believers have a message for the church in the West. We'll share that in another story this week. But for now, pray for endurance with joy for Christians in Russia. And did you know that smartphones are designed to be irresistible? One former Google employee says features like pull to refresh were actually inspired by slot machines and other casino games. Believers in the U.S. confront technology addictions with scripture at the Lighthouse. Executive Director Brandon Bauer says,
in our addiction programming, we're seeing guys, as soon as they get money to get a cell phone, they're online, they're gaming. Their hearts are consumed with their phones and technology, and it can become a real problem, specifically when we prioritize technology above our daily needs or our relationships.
Young people aren't the only ones with tech addiction problems.
Technology's replaced relationship, which is a really dangerous place for people to be. Seniors are really struggling with this as well. They're not in relationship. They're sitting at home doing their Farmville or their little games where you're matching squares and circles.
Thankfully, the Bible provides answers.
With any addiction, we talk about heart issues, and then we take people right to Scripture.
We'll connect you with the Lighthouse at missionnews.org.
Technology is not wrong, but when technology replaces good things, it leads to all sorts of chaos in our lives. If you or someone you love is trapped in a technology addiction, talk to your pastor, Google biblical counselor, find someone that can help you turn your desires away from sinful things towards Christ. That's what the Lighthouse does. Send us an email or visit our website.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.